Today, the church celebrates Saturday of the first week of Lent, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." In today's gospel passage, Jesus calls his followers to a standard even greater than those of the scribes and Pharisees, for whom a key commandment was, "You shall not kill." Jesus' call goes far beyond that, to the fundamental feelings and passions that lead people to kill others or put the lives of others in danger. Deep-seated attitudes and emotions need to be addressed to not only prevent evil actions, but also to lead us to a renewal of our hearts, our minds, and our souls. The key renewal Jesus is calling forth from us is not something we can bring about by our own efforts. We need the power and the grace of God's Spirit to make that happen. We already know this in the words of the well-known prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth." This prayer asks the Holy Spirit to recreate deep within us the love that is God. It prays that the roots of that deeper virtue and standard may grow within our hearts and minds, and help us to become what God truly wants us to be.